In a little less than 3 weeks, Social Advocates for Youth is staging a combination fund and consciousness-raising event. It's called One Cold Night, and SAY Chief Development Officer Kat Svengros explains how it works.
46 professionals in our community have agreed to sleep outside in the elements on November 18th, and they are raising or donating $2,500 up to $15,000. And if each person who's participating raises that minimum amount, that will fund our new shelter at the Dream Center for a year.
But for the overnighters, she adds, this will be a no-frills occasion.
Each sleeper is given a sleeping bag, a cardboard box, and a plastic garbage bag. And they're given a spot on our asphalt parking lot.
That was no deterrent for Peter Rumble, Sonoma County's Deputy County Administrator.
I'm absolutely looking forward to it. It's certainly not going to be comfortable or pleasant, but compared to what over 660 youth face on any given night, it's a cakewalk. It's going to be nothing compared to what somebody really dealing with homelessness has to face.
That's the sort of attitude that Svengros and the SAY team were looking for when they set out to recruit the overnight participants.
We looked at community leaders and young professionals that are making a difference, that would be moved to help our youth and also want to do that fundraising part of it.
Another volunteer who answered the call was Scott Butler, founder of the Santa Rosa-based family fitness program, Tiger Kick.
What I do for a living is motivate teens and families and adults to lead a healthy, positive life, so it just was a perfect fit for me.
Butler adds that he's been finding sponsors from among both his professional and personal circles.
My program is nestled into a number of different health clubs, and they're going to help me spread the word with the membership base. A lot of it comes personally from family and friends, too. You get a lot of people that are willing to put in some money for this event.
SAY's long history of providing effective youth services in the community has helped inspire many of the participants to join in. But for Peter Rumble, there was a personal reason on top of that.
There were many times growing up when housing was in question in my family, when food and money was scarce. If any one thing went wrong at any one given time, I would have been one of those kids that SAY helped. There are indelible imprints left on the psyches of kids who grow up in circumstances where you're not sure if you're going to have a home in a month or two.
Yet Svengros says she is impressed by the resiliency she sees in the youth who come to SAY, who, even when homeless, don't see that as their biggest need.
We ask young people, what do you need? And I love that our young people say, I need a job. They don't say, I need a place to live, oh, give me some money, or anything like that, because they think, if I can get a job, I can take care of myself. That's youthfulness, that's hopefulness, and if we can keep that alive, they're not going to slip back into homelessness.
SAY is also hosting One Cold Gathering at the Dream Center early in the evening of the 18th, a public send-off for the parking lot sleepers who are committed to being there, as she puts it, rain or moonshine. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.